Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Wealth Building Series. I hope you all are enjoying it and that you're getting a lot out of it. Remember, we are doing this for a couple of reasons. One, it is the Wealthy Woman's Podcast 1 year anniversary, and it's also Financial Literacy Month. And I think this is a great way to get everyone excited and geared up for the upcoming masterclass that's happening on April 20th, April 21st, and April 25th. Remember, you can go to the show notes to register for that masterclass or go to jermainefoley.com/class to secure your spot. Now, if you have not listened to the previous three episodes in the Wealth Building series, you get to go back and binge listen right now. So the first part was all about discovering your values and discovering what is most important to you so that you can start spending your money on those things. And we talked about why that will help you to really live a fulfilling life when we funnel our money towards the things that really matter to us. Part two was all about the importance of setting financial goals. And we kind of looked at it from the angle of being future focused when we set our goals instead of being past focused. Because when we think about the past and then try to set goals from the past, those goals are usually small and incremental. And it really doesn't open us up to all of the possible things we can create in our lives. And then part three was all about having a plan for your money so that you can meet those goals that you set. And we talked about the importance of that plan not being so restrictive and that you do it ahead of time. So today we are talking about how important it is to manage your mind, because everything I talked about so far is easier said than done. Because we are humans with a human brain, right? We all know what we should be doing with our money, but we don't do it. And why is that? Because I said just a few seconds ago, we are human beings and we have a brain in our head that runs the show. And there are two parts of your brain that are very important when it comes to your money. And there's one part that you want in charge of your money, and there's another part that you do not want in charge. And the reason why a lot of us are not building wealth like we want to is because we have the wrong part of our brain in charge of our money. So just a quick recap, there are two parts, right? The prefrontal cortex, that is the part of your brain that is only found in human beings, and it is all about growth and evolution and what's truly best for you, not just for today, but in the future. So it is able to give up what feels good in the moment for what's best for you down the road, right? That is the part of the brain that we want in charge of our money. But then there's this other part of our brain that is all about survival, right? And thank God for this part of our brain, because it is what keeps us alive, and it operates off of something called the motivational triad. The motivational triad is an operating system that is all about pleasure, all about little effort, and all about avoiding pain and just doing the familiar thing you've always done over and over again. It does not care about thriving. It just wants you to survive. So that is the primitive brain's job. And if you are alive today, that means that your ancestors survived the elements all those years ago and you are here today. So that part of your brain is still strong and mighty. And the truth is, we don't need that part of our brain as much as our ancestors did when they lived in caves, when they always needed to be on the lookout for saber-toothed tigers and anything else that could kill them, right? And eat them up. Today, our primitive brain still operates on this motivational triad, even though we don't need it to do this anymore, right? Because if we seek too much pleasure, that's not good for us. If we put in very little effort, we're not going to get very far in life. And if we only do the things we've always done before, we're going to stay in the same place we've always been. So here is how you know if you have the prefrontal cortex or the primitive brain running the show. So let's start with the primitive brain. Your primitive brain is in charge of your money if you are unsure of your value, so you spend on any and everything without regards to what is really important to you. You have no financial goals. You don't have a plan for your money. You just kind of spend it without regards to a plan, and you just spend mindlessly. You are constantly seeking instant gratification. You don't put in much effort when it comes to your finances. You're not checking on it. You might be avoiding your finances. You may not know where you stand. You may not know your net worth. You may not know how much you have in your retirement accounts. You really don't know what's going on with your money. And you find yourself in the same place year after year after year with very little growth or no growth at all. And that could be in your finances as in regards to your net worth or even in your income. Now, when we let the primitive brain be in charge of our money, a lot of times we wonder, where did all our money go? Because it leads to overspending and it leaves you very little money to build wealth with. Okay, so if you identify with one or more of those things, it's possible that your primitive brain is running the show when it comes to your money. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes we can fall in and out of this arena, right? Sometimes we have our prefrontal cortex running the show, and other times we have our primitive brain running the show. But I want you to get to the point where the primitive brain never runs the show when it comes to your money, because that's like having a toddler in charge of the house. We don't want the toddler in charge. Now, let's look at what your finances could look like if you let your prefrontal cortex be in charge of your money. Honestly, it's the exact opposite. You do know your values. You have financial goals and you're taking actions towards those goals. You have a plan for your money that's helping you to take action towards those goals. You may indulge in instant gratification sometimes, but it's constrained and it's within guardrails. I love to talk about having a spending account where you can engage in something I call planned spontaneity spending, which is when you decide a certain amount of money that you'll allow yourself to spend, but you don't necessarily know what you're going to spend it on, right? So you know the amount, but what you're going to do with that money, you're not very sure about, so you can be spontaneous with it, right? So it's not like you never indulge in instant gratification, but when you do, it's safe because you're not putting yourself in harm's way when it comes to overspending. You do put in effort at least monthly. You're looking at your money, maybe even more than that. You do see that you're growing. Your savings is growing. Your net worth is growing. Your investments are growing. Your income is growing. Your debt is decreasing. You see some positive changes in your finances. The way you think about money is more abundant and less scarce. Like, there's so many things you can see that are actually improving in your finances. So the reason why this is part four of this series is because everything I talked about before this episode and everything I'm going to talk about after this episode will not be able to happen if you do not learn how to manage your mind, if you do not understand how to put your prefrontal cortex in charge of your money. Now, this is what I work with my clients on, because as I said at the beginning, we all know what we should be doing with our money, but a lot of times we're not. And it's because of this stuff. It's because of our brains. It's because of our mindset. It's because of limiting beliefs about our capabilities, limiting beliefs about what's possible for us. So this is the behind the scenes things that need to happen in order for you to actually execute on all the other things I'm talking about. I like to remind people all the time that money is not just about strategy. That is a big part of it, but in order for the strategy to work, you have to have the mindset piece together. So that is why part four had to be included in this wealth building series, because you have to learn how to manage your mind. And the way you're going to do that is by putting your prefrontal cortex in charge of your money. And this takes practice. I understand that. And that is the beauty of coaching. That's the beauty of having someone in your corner to really help you to do this. And so I just want to remind you to make sure that you register for my upcoming masterclass, How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget. Go to jermainefoley.com/class or to the show notes to grab your spot. And I cannot wait to see you there. And I will see you tomorrow in the next episode. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to jermainefoley.com/WWA. That's Jermaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.